Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She founded the Church of LB Kid.
Gina Gershon is joining us right now here on the Hillman Morning Show. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
We were
welcome back.
We were welcome back. I promise you. I don't know if you remember or not, but you were here a while ago and you swore at us, and that will not happen today. I promise. We were.
I remember you guys.
Do you remember
you
remember that? I mean,
You better behave yourselves.
It was the F bomb, and we were suitably remorseful. We were just talking about Cocktail and Tom Cruise, and. Kind of the fact that he's an amazing actor, but just a tad bit weird. I don't know if you still stay in touch with him or not.
Can I tell you, whenever I see him, he's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
He's always been nice to me. I've always thought he was a sweetheart, and he's a really good actor. I'm always super happy when I see him.
Oh, that's
I
awesome.
Really like him.
Do you, does the Scientology thing, have you seen Going Clear, or does that bother you at all, or are you a to each his own kind of person?
I'm a super to each his own sort of person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if whatever gets you through the day, if it makes you feel like a more connected person and it helps you through life, then you know what? That's your life. People should let people live as they want to live. It's my life. It's my body. Let me do what I want with it. You know?
I like it.
This new movie is a psychological thriller, and I was wondering if you have a favorite film of all time in that specific genre.
As far as a psychological thriller goes, I would say probably Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Ooh.
Yeah, that works.
Rosemary's Baby, The Shining, and even The Exorcist I would put in that. I know that's more horror and more scary, but it's pretty psychological. You know, it could slip under that category as well for me.
In this film, you get to work with Nicolas Cage again. It's called Inconceivable, by the way, and the cast is great because Faye Dunaway is in it, and it's a pretty amazing cast for this film.
Yeah, and Nikki Whelan, who I didn't know really before as an actress, she's terrific in it. And it's great to be with, you know, I haven't worked with Nicholas since Face Off, so that was really incredible.
You play this woman who develops a friendship with this weird lady, and you end up offering her the job to be the nanny for you and Nicolas Cage, and then, of course, immediately she's out in the pool swimming nude and all the rest of that stuff. And then you start
It was really hot out that day. I didn't know she was a weird lady when I hired her to be the nanny and to live. It's just, you know, I'm playing a woman who, you know, I was a doctor. I was an oncologist. I want to go back to work. She has a daughter who gets along with my daughter, and I need a surrogate mother. And it just kind of naturally, you know, it's the one thing. I think my character's a little too trusting, and she probably should have dug a little deeper before. But, you know, I mean, she needed someone, and there she was. And, hey, it was a big mistake. What can you do? people make mistakes.
I think a lot of guys are listening, and they're saying to themselves, my nanny never swims nude. Why does this always happen in movies?
Yes.
Well, she was swimming nude in the middle of the night. No one was supposed to see her swimming nude.
Right.
The truth is, you know, I kind of felt like my character was, you know, everyone was like, wow, would you really hire this super hot nanny? And I think if you're a confident woman and confident with yourself, I just think that you look at the woman thinking like, oh, I really like her. I want her to be around. It's not like, I guess if you're very insecure, you probably don't want this super hot girl walking around. But, you know, I felt like Angela is... You know, she's a professional woman. She's a smart woman. You know, she's an oncologist, for God's sake. So I just, and she has a great relationship with her husband. Mm-hmm. I didn't, as it turns out, that wasn't the problem. You know, I mean, you have to see the movie. I don't want to give it away.
Right.
Is Nikki Way, so you like Nikki? She, I mean, she's an absolute smoke show. She's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. So hot and so sweet and so great. I really adore her. I think she's really, I think people will be really surprised, like, wow, who's this girl?
She's great. She's the kind of actress that Bill Clinton would like.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
No, you
Oh, wait, that's what caused the problem. Oh, that's why you swore at me last time. Darn it. Shoot.
You know what? Greg?
See, she's not going to swear at me this time. No way.
Please.
No way.
I'm just going to ignore you this time.
You're such a great sport. And yes, do you remember that, though? Do you remember? That was crazy. That was, I was like asking a random question, and then the F-bomb started flying.
I try to forget.
You try to forget being on this show, this excuse of a show. So this film, what made you decide you wanted to do this movie? Because I'm sure you're asked to do a lot of different roles. What made you decide to do this one, Gina?
You know, a really great friend of mine, Chloe King, wrote this, and she happened to be my roommate as well at some point. And years ago, I mean, this movie took a couple years to make, but she showed it to me, and I loved it. And so I was just thrilled when she called, and she's like, this is actually getting made, and then they hired me to do it. So I thought it was timely. I'd never really done, you know, I always was a big fan of, like, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, movies like that. And I just thought, oh, this could be something like that. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Hey, get away.
What's the matter?
I've got a new kit. Trying to eat these flowers, which are not so good for him.
Oh, I thought the Scientologist had shown up to drag you away. are you surprised that Showgirls became such a cult classic?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting that something Showgirls, when it came out, you know, the press almost all across the board just was like, what is this movie, blah, 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 and they, you know, really lambasted it, and then, you know, 20 years later, people still ask me about it all the time. The same people who put it down are still obsessed with it.
Still one of my favorite movies ever.
Danielle loves it.
Loves it.
She loves it.
Well, it's one of those movies you can watch over and over,
over
and over.
Over and
over
again.
Yeah,
no, people love it. And people, I don't think a day goes by that I don't see someone and they're like, oh, my God, I love that film. And listen, I'm glad people got so into it. And it still seems to hold up. There's been party games and all sorts of shows about it. You know, it's a nutty film. I'm glad it was part of it.
All right. Well, the new movie is called Inconceivable. And Gina Gershon, I am so delighted that we had you on again. And you're certainly welcome to join us on this program anytime.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Yeah, okay. See you soon.
All right. Very nice.
Be good. You behave yourself.
We're in control.
Here.
Yes, we're being fine. All right. There she is, the lovely Gina Gershon. And no F-bomb.
Yeah, that's good.
Huzzah.
You were both very well. She was very well behaved.
She's awesome.
Because she's being held hostage by the Scientologist.
The Scientologist sent the kitten. The kitten is actually Shelley Miscavige.
It is?
Oh, ye not in the know, sir.
Right. All right. Well, we got to go. It's 9:58, and you get over an hour of Carrie's show next without any commercials, just music. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back music and no commercials. It's the WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.